Hey, it's Anne-Marie. I recently shared this episode on one of my other podcasts, The Ambitious Entrepreneur Show. However, because this topic is relevant for you as a Christian business owner, I thought I'd also share this episode with you too. So I hope you enjoy the show and I look forward to meeting you if you feel the Roundtable Intensive is just what you need in this season. And I share more about this Roundtable Intensive in this episode. So without any further ado, let's get on to the show. As driven, ambitious Christian entrepreneurs, how do we grow our business in a way that honors Christ? From seeking Him first in all of our business dealings, being surrendered to His will, and knowing exactly where and how we can make an impact through our business for the furtherance of His kingdom. Welcome to the Christian Entrepreneurs Podcast. I'm your host, Anne-Marie Cross, and these are just some of the topics my guest and I will be discussing in the hope that we may inspire and empower you to walk strongly in your faith so you can build a thriving business that honors Him in every way. Let's dive in. Hey, it's Anne-Marie. Welcome back to another episode. So today's episode is on a topic I love to talk about and I love to support my clients with, and it's all about brand archetypes and unleashing the power of brand archetypes to create a unique, uncopyable, and unforgettable brand. Now, you may have heard me share previously in an episode, if you've been listening for a while, that many years ago I was involved in the career industry as a personal branding strategist and then transitioned into working with entrepreneurs, so coaches, consultants and businesses, with their personal branding, their positioning, so that they could really stand out in the marketplace. And we know in business it's a competitive world, and standing out from the crowd, differentiating ourselves from all of the other people in our industry, it's essential for our success. And so I've been using a branding with archetype system for many years, so therefore can see the difference in a business owner and how they're able to position themselves from when they're not really clear on their archetypes, their blend of unique, uncopyable and unforgettable brand archetypes, versus when they are clear on that. And I want to talk about that today. Because what's important when we are out there sharing our content, whether it be through social media, whether you be speaking to someone, whether you be recording a podcast or being interviewed on a podcast, when you can differentiate yourself, but in a unique, authentic, uncopyable and unforgettable way, you continue then to stand out. And so by identifying your unique blend of archetypes, you're able to create a brand experience, a message, your brand and identity that resonates with your client on a much deeper, much more emotional level, that sets you apart, and so that you become the choice versus just a choice when your ideal client is ready to move forward. So I want to talk a little bit more about that today, give you some examples, particularly my blend of unique, uncopyable brand experience through leveraging that. I want to talk about what brand archetypes are, how you can create a unique, uncopyable experience through leveraging your brand archetypes, as well as how to position yourself as the choice versus just a choice by leveraging the information that you can gain when you understand what your unique blend of brand archetypes, what they are. So let's talk about what are brand archetypes. It's not a new term at all. There are other people who are speaking about this as well and who have spoken about this as well. But to make sure that we're all on the same page, a brand archetype is a universal symbol, or are universal symbols and themes, and they have been ingrained in human consciousness for centuries. We use them often in storytelling because they represent fundamental human motivations, desires, and characteristics that people instinctively relate to and can understand. So by associating your brand with specific archetypes, but not just any archetypes, archetypes that resonate with you, it's who you are. They depict your character. When you are able to do that, you can then tap into these primal connections and create a powerful emotional bond with your audience, with your ideal client. Now, in the work that I do, I use 12 brand archetypes. There are more, but we use 12 brand archetypes, and we help our clients to understand through an assessment what their leading archetype is, influencing archetype and a balancing archetype. And then elements of those three different archetypes, leading, influencing, and balancing, we are then able to define and create what then becomes unique, uncopyable, and unforgettable about my client in the experience, the message. You can sprinkle all of this information throughout everything that you do. I mean, it's that powerful. So what are each of those three? Let me give you a definition. I believe that your leading archetype is really deeply connected to your purpose and your calling. When I discovered what my leading archetype was, it was like, oh my goodness, no wonder I was so interested in the career industry and helping people to identify what role motivated them, where best could they place their gifts, their talents, and their strengths, and their knowledge. And now working, and I want to share with you in a moment what my archetype is, but I'm just going to share with you some of the things that I really enjoy doing. It's why I really enjoy helping my clients now who are coaches and consultants to be able to define who am I? What is my message? What does make me tick? How can I bring that message alive? Who am I? What is my purpose? And so when I found out what my leading archetype was, it was like a light bulb moment. It was like, oh my goodness, I see now, and absolutely resonated with that. And I've even had that with clients too, when they've identified what their leading archetype was. It was like a light bulb went off, said, yes, this is me. So I really believe that your leading archetype is connected to your purpose and calling. Now, the influencing archetype often will shape how you bring your leading archetype to life. So it's how you present yourself, how you show up. It really is the how. I think the leading archetype is, again, connected to your purpose and calling. It is often the who you are and what, you know, which area, what are you doing? What is it that motivates you? What are you doing to show up? You know, where are you making the biggest impact? What is it that you're doing to make the biggest impact? And again, the influencing is the how you show up. It influences how that leading archetype shows up. And then your balancing archetype, that's the third one. And I want to share with you a statement which I'm probably sure that you've heard before, which is a strength that's overplayed can become a weakness. A strength that's overplayed can become a weakness. For instance, you could have exceptional communication skills, right? That's a great skill to have. It's a great strength. However, overplayed, you can become known as that person is a chatterbox. They will not stop talking. You've got great communication skills, but you're overplaying that, not getting a lot of work done. That is a strength of communication skill, overplayed. Similarly, if you're really organized, it is really great to be organized, isn't it? However, overplayed, you can become pedantic, so pedantic, almost like a perfectionist, if you will. But I'm sure you understand, a strength overplayed can become a weakness. And so how it relates with the archetypes, each of the archetypes, the leading archetype and the influencing archetypes, has strengths and gifts that they bring to the table. Now, overplayed, it can become a weakness. And so what happens is the balancing archetype will often be able to bring in complementary and supportive characteristics that balance out the top two archetypes, the leading and the influencing, which is why we look at all of those three, and together they're able to really create this incredible experience and desires, motivations, characteristics of who you are, so that you can continue to just be that out in the world. And it's one of the reasons why people gravitate towards you, because there's just something about you that really resonates with your audience. What I found that it also does is that because it's able to define who you are, you know, that it's something else that often will happen too. You might say, look, I don't know what I'm looking for, but when I find it, I'll know exactly what it is. I don't know what color curtains that I want or what pattern, but I'm going to have a look around, because as soon as I see it, I'll know that that's exactly that one. I know a lot of graphic designers or web designers will often laugh, because they'll be working with a client and the client will, you know, they'll ask the client, so what sort of design are you looking for? Well, I'm not really sure what I'm looking for, but if you design some designs, I'll be able to tell you exactly what I want. And I mean, you could come up with 100 different designs. You don't know, you know, what what your client is looking for. So it's very helpful for a client to be able to have words that create a distinct and description of what they're looking for. And that's really what the archetypes, the blend of archetypes, enable you to do. It's to put words around who you are already when you're struggling to define what that is. You know who you are, but to put that into words and give someone, you know, a bit of a snapshot, and so that you can show up like that intentionally, can often be difficult. But let me give you some examples and bring mine, you know, share more about what my blend of archetypes and give some meaning around that. So that you know exactly what I'm talking about. My leading archetype is Explorer. Now, remember when I said earlier that when I found out what that was, and you know, I loved helping people in their careers and finding out the what job would best suit my skills, my experience, my motivations, a job that I loved. And now working with entrepreneurs and helping them to create and, you know, document, write, create their unique, uncopyable and unforgettable personal brands and their message so that they can position themselves and distinguish themselves out there in the marketplace. You know, what is true for them? What is real for them? What is authentic for them? Well, the explorer has a gift to help people awaken their individuality, foster being true to one's soul. And the explorer, they are the pioneers of discovery of our truth. So that relates back to the career industry, why I loved helping people to discover what is a job that I love and a career that I can really feel motivated in. How many people that I worked with hated their job every single Monday? Oh, I've got to go to work again. And then by Friday, it was like, yoo-hoo, the weekend. How many people are not passionate, are not motivated, do not love their roles because they're working in a role that just does not suit who they are and who they were created to be? So the explorer is all about helping people to understand, to awaken their individuality. Who are they? Who are they created to be? What's the uniqueness and their purpose and their calling? What are they uniquely created to be and the impact in the world? And that is what the explorer does. It's me to a T. And I've only just touched, it's just one of the areas of the explorer. The explorer loves to seek out new experiences. We're often at the front. We love trying new things and carving our own way, as the explorer often does. But there's also a shadow side or challenge to the archetype. Remember I said to you, a balancing archetype, the third archetype that we talk about, my balancing archetype balances out the challenges or the shadow side of the explorer archetype, because some of the challenges in the archetype of explorer is dissatisfaction. Mm-hmm. We can get bored really quickly, which is why as an explorer, I am often doing lots of different projects. I love new things, and the same old humdrum thing gets boring for me. You know, we love new experiences. So dissatisfaction and boredom and not focusing, us explorers, if you're an explorer, you know exactly what I mean. And sometimes isolation and loneliness too, because we are often on our own. So we need to make sure that we surround ourselves with the right people to support us. And so that is the explorer. The second archetype, which is my influencing archetype, is the ruler. And the ruler's gift is being able to bring order, leadership, and prosperity to the people. And so the ruler helps the explorer show up. And so that's why I'm all about influence. And I talk about influence because the archetype is of the ruler is all about helping people within leadership, bringing order to their business and, you know, to the industry and sharing, often challenging the status quo. And so that fits in beautifully. So my explorer with the ruler influence is those two blend of the archetype. It's why I love doing podcasts and sharing information so that others who are listening can learn from those insights and be able to bring that forward into their own business so that they can make an impact and influence those that they work with. Okay, so that's my top two. And then my last archetype, which is the balancing archetype, I actually have a double. I had a similar score with two archetypes, and that was nurturer and maverick. So the nurturer of the gifts helps me to support my clients in a very caring and nurturing way, because the nurturer's gift is to protect clients' mind, body, and spirit. So that's the nurturer bringing through. And some people have told me that I've got a very nurturing voice when I use my nurturing voice. But then the other archetype alongside nurturer is maverick, and the maverick is more of a controversial archetype. The maverick is all about challenging the status quo, and boy oh boy do I love to challenge the status quo. In fact, on the archetype card, it says to destroy the status quo, and I believe stupid rules, they're meant to be broken because they're stupid rules. Why have these stupid rules when they don't work? And guess what? Rules are meant to be broken. I often have a saying, there are no rules to podcasting other than the rules you make yourself, and because you are the boss of what you're doing, if you want to break a rule that you instituted because there's a better way, then go ahead and break it. Because I don't like stupid rules. As a maverick, don't like limitations. I don't like same old, same old. Why are we always doing things that way? And so I like to leverage and borrow from the maverick to stir up things and help my clients break through their limitations, break through their barriers, help them identify how can you challenge the status quo in your particular industry. So those are my three archetypes: the leading archetype, influencing and balancing archetype. So the explorer, ruler, nurturer, and maverick. And I can borrow from the nurturer and maverick whenever I need to. I just, yep, now I'm doing some nurturing, and now I can borrow from the maverick, the characteristics of the maverick, to be able to help my clients break through. And if you've read my posts, if you have heard me speak before within a podcast, my own podcast, or if I've been interviewed, you should be able to see those archetypes come through. Not because I'm trying, it's just because who I am. But I'm more intentional now because I know that's exactly what I bring. I don't have to worry about, well, should I compare myself to others and should I be doing more of what they're doing? No. This is who I am. This is authentic for me. That's why the word authenticity is so important for me, because the word authenticity is just one of the words that can often be associated with explorer, authentic, true, real. That's all so very important to me, which is why I don't like fake. I hate that saying, fake it till you make it, and why I can often see through BS, because it's like a big, warning sign that often goes off for me, because it's like, oh, something is just not right. That's because the explorer, authenticity, truth, is just so important. And so hopefully through sharing that as an example, that can kind of give you an understanding of how I'm using my archetypes within my business. And it gives me permission to be who I am. And so if I look back to, say, 3, 4, 10, maybe even 15 years ago, when I first discovered what my blend of archetypes were, was I able to embrace them like I'm doing today? Absolutely not. I've grown into who I am, if that makes sense, because there's no need to be comparing ourselves to others. This is who I am. This is who I am. And leveraging the best in the blend that suits me of those archetypes helps me to show up and be the best for others too, to be able to support them. So that's how powerful they've been, not just in my life, but also in the lives of my clients when they realize, oh my goodness, this is who I am. It really makes sense. And here's why. Let's talk about creating a unique and uncopyable experience. Once you've identified your brand archetypes and the unique characteristics of those, each of those archetypes has about a dozen, maybe a little bit more, of characteristics, but not all of those characteristics are the characteristics that you want to incorporate into your brand and into the experience. You've got to select words that are very distinctive to you so that you can create that distinctive brand experience that sets you apart from your competition. And you can then infuse that with a blend of, your leading, your influencing, and your balancing. You can then infuse that, weave that, sprinkle that. I often say sprinkle those words and that character into your message, into your visuals, into your customer interactions. That's because that's the essence of who you are. And the essence of those archetypes, so you've defined that, you can then create a cohesive, because it's constant and it's cohesive, it fits together, and it can become a memorable brand identity for you. For instance, maybe you are like me, the explorer, who loves to pioneer the discovery of our truth. Or maybe you're the hero archetype, that's your leading archetype, whose gift it is to prove the spirit through courageous action and triumph over adversity. Or maybe you're the nurturing archetype, whose gift is to care for, nourish, and protect our mind, body, and spirit. Whatever it may be, and I've just mentioned a few of the archetypes, as I mentioned, there are 12, you can let your archetypes and the character of your archetypes, the essence of your archetypes, shine through every single aspect of your brand to create that truly unforgettable experience for your audience. And why do I believe that when you know what your unique and uncopyable blend of brand archetypes, how you can position yourself as the choice versus just a choice? Well, when you think about other people who are working in your industry, there may be similar things that they talk about that is similar to what you're talking about. And of course, there's going to be unique and uncopyable steps if you've been able to identify your unique, you know, your IP, your intellectual property, your methodologies. But ultimately, you could be talking about the very same topic, the very same steps, the very same thing that other people are talking about in your industry. But it's how you bring that information to life. Because just say, for instance, comparing myself, I'm, as you know, explorer, then there is the ruler, and then the nurture and maverick. Now, imagine if my leading archetype were maverick. I would be far more controversial. I would be far more in your face. I would be far more direct. I would be far, there would be just a completely different experience that I would be showing up as, because my influencing archetype, which influences how you show up, is a very different archetype. Similarly, if my nurturing, if the nurturer was my influencing archetype, rather than showing up as the ruler, who can be, because that sits in the power quadrant, far more forceful, if you will, for want of a, for another word, versus a softer archetype, softer approach. And so that's why I bring in the nurturer, because when you've got the explorer who's pioneering and he's going gung-ho alongside the ruler, I've been told that sometimes after someone has been in my presence and all of a sudden I've just downloaded all this information for them, it's like, oh my goodness, I just feel like I have been knocked over by a steam train. And that's because I get excited, I'm passionate what I'm doing, and all of this information is, do this, put it this way, do that, because the ruler just wants to get things organized, wants to get things systematized, wants to get all this bang, 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 bang. And someone can be thinking, oh my goodness. So I bring in that nurturer, so that I'm nurturing, I'm supporting. I don't go too quickly, but I'm just there providing and creating a supportive environment. I hope you can get a bit of an example. I love this stuff. I hope this is as interesting to you as it is to me, and that I'm explaining it in a way that gives it the power behind what you can do with this. I really do. You know, sometimes you're so passionate about something, but to explain it, you'd rather just show someone, you know what I mean? Just give someone experience of it and go, that's what I'm talking about. I mean, I can spend, you know, 10 hours telling you why it's so good. Let's just take you through it and give you an experience of that. And by the way, I'm going to give you an opportunity of finding out what your blend of unique, uncopyable, and unforgettable archetypes are. So that's why they're so powerful, because you are then able to allow those, the characters, the unique blend of characteristics of those archetypes shine through across everything that you do. That's why it becomes unique, and that's why it becomes uncopyable, because no one has your blend of archetypes and unique story and IP and methodologies that you can. And of course, then you create that unforgettable experience, because you know that saying, people can't remember what you spoke about, but they do remember how you made them feel. That is what you're able to do with your understanding of what your unique blend of archetypes are. And how can you position yourself as that choice? Well, exactly what I was talking about, is because, again, not only are you differentiating your brand, differentiating the information and how you, but it's how you are sharing it. Someone resonates with you because of your style, your mannerisms, your character, how you show up and how you make them feel. And as I mentioned, the way that I will make a person feel is very different from another. If there are other archetypes that we are talking about, very different if you were a teacher archetype, very different if you were a romantic archetype, very different if you were a humanitarian archetype or an alchemist archetype. They all show up differently. They all create a different experience because they bring different qualities, different strengths, different characteristics to the experience that they create. And that's how you position yourself as the choice versus just a choice. It really is a truly transformative experience that you can create for people, but also yourself, because, and I know I mentioned this before, what I often find people do is when they understand what their archetypes are, it's like, oh, now I can define who I am. Now I have clarity around who I am, my strengths, my gifts, and the experience that I want to create through the lens of the archetype. All right, so I promised to share with you how you can to identify what your brand archetypes are. And what I'm doing in April, I'm creating a roundtable intensive, and this is where you're going to be able to identify what your brand archetypes are so that you can then begin to understand how can I leverage this information to define my unique, uncopyable, and unforgettable brand. And so what we're also doing within that roundtable is helping you take that information so that you can start to see how you can create that experience that's very unique, very uncopyable and unforgettable for your ideal client. But then looking at how can I expand that to create a signature program that practically enrolls clients for them. Why? Because you've packaged your knowledge, your expertise in not only a compelling offer, but you've positioned it in such a way that as you, as the teacher, as the mentor, as the coach, as the consultants, as the facilitator, you're going to be able to create a unique and uncopyable experience that they cannot wait to work with. And we want to show you how you can do that. So to find out more about the roundtable, go to industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/roundtable. industrythoughtleaderacademy.com/roundtable. And that'll show you a little bit more about what each of the sessions are, what is included, what you're going to be able to walk away with, the value, and also the different steps you need to take to see that that's a good fit for you. Hope this information has been valuable. Yeah, I look forward to those of you who think, yes, I want to find out what my unique blend of archetypes are so that I can just layer that and blend that into the message and brand and what I'm doing to really create that unforgettable experience that only you can create because of your unique blend of brand archetypes. Can't wait to see you in the roundtable. Bye for now. Hey, it's Anne-Marie. Before I go, are you a coach or a consultant who feels like the world's best kept secret? Your experience is vast, yet secretly you're frustrated because despite all of your hard work, you're just not getting the visibility, the recognition, or new clients you'd hope for, and you don't know why? I've created a free resource that'll help you build visibility, generate leads, and enroll dream clients with ease because you're seen as a trusted authority, even in a crowded marketplace. And you've positioned yourself as the choice versus just a choice for your dream client. To get started, go to annemariecross.com/gift. That's annemariecross.com/gift.
This podcast is a part of the C-Suite Radio Network. For more top business podcasts, visit c-suiteradio.com.